Hey, I don't know if you saw that Chainsmokers concert out in the Hamptons. The late night host did. Jimmy Fallon said, good Lord, it would have been healthier to actually chain smoke. Bingo, buddy. Fallon again. Yep. After spending the last few months in quarantine on their computers, people needed to get out and see two guys perform on their computers. There was also that big party in New Jersey. Trevor Noah said, guys, I can understand getting corona because you wanted to see your grandmother or something, but getting corona because you wanted to watch a twerking contest? There's no reason to risk your health for that, unless your grandmother was in the twerking contest. I mean, that I can understand. You've got to support your nana's dreams. And then he said, also, I understand that people need to go to church, but please, please don't hold church in a tight, massive crowd. Jesus is supposed to die for you, not the other way around. Good advice from Trevor Noah. Jimmy Fallon says, scary misinformation. Trump is back. He said, it's like crazy Trump was away for a week. And then someone said, hydroxychloroquine three times. Fallon's getting better, right? In 14 tweets, Trump undermined Dr. Fauci, dismissed face masks, and boasted about hydroxychloroquine working again. What's he doing? Even flat earthers think this guy's out of his mind. Trevor said, but yeah, despite having the world's top doctors at his disposal, Trump has decided instead to trust a doctor who believes that people get sick because they masturbate and that vaccines are made from alien DNA. Trevor again, and by the way, whatever you do, please don't start running around saying that African doctors are crazy, okay? This doctor from Africa happens to be crazy. You can't use her to judge all African doctors the same way you wouldn't want the world to judge America's presidents based on one guy, would you? And Jimmy Fallon said Twitter actually penalized Don Jr. for 12 hours and said he had to tweet under the name Eric. More Emmy nominations. Outstanding Variety Special, parentheses, pre-recorded, close parentheses. Dave Chappelle, Sticks and Stones. All right, pretty good one there. Dave Chappelle, Mark Twain Prize Ceremony. Hannah Gadsby, Douglas, which I still think is the best special of the year. Jerry Seinfeld, 23 Hours to Kill. John Mulaney and the Sack Lounge Brunch. Tiffany Haddish, Black Mitzvah. I will give it to Hannah Gadsby there. Now, my sense is the last Hannah Gadsby special got so much praise that there will be backlash and they will give it to Chappelle. And it's not like Chappelle's a bad choice there. Writing for a Variety special, your nominees are Dave Chappelle, Sticks and Stones, Netflix, Hannah Gadsby, Douglas. All right, is that really writing for a Variety special? Is stand-up writing for a Variety special? I would consider writing for a Variety special like you're a writer on Donnie and Marie because it's 1974 or something like that. All right, Chappelle, Hannah, John Mulaney and the Sack Lunch Bunch, Patton Oswalt's I Love Everything, and Seth Meyers' Lobby Baby. I'm not even going to make a pick. I don't care. Get your video on demand ready on August 14th because happy, happy, joy, joy. Either know what this is or you don't, is the story of the rise and fall of one of the most influential animated series in the history of television. It's the story of a group of talented and dedicated artists whose incredible work brought to life two of the most beloved characters of all time, Ren and Stimpy. Uh-oh, it's also a cautionary tale of artistic genius gone awry. The controversial creator of the groundbreaking show, hope I get his name right, John Kricfalusi, I didn't get it right and I'm going to keep going, both caused and experienced trauma that deeply affected his work and relationships. Through archival footage, show artwork, and interviews with the artists, actors, and executives behind the show, the co-directors artfully illuminate the joy, beauty, and lasting impact of Ren and Stimpy, blah, blah, blah. Happy, happy, joy, joy, the Ren and Stimpy story comes out on VOD on August 14th. Kyle Kinane spoke to the Daily Herald. He describes his act as a coral reef before climate change. He says it's this giant, always transforming, growing thing. While some parts might die off, another part is always growing. He says he's disinclined to push buttons when he addresses provocative subjects, and he does so from a neutral position. He says if you want to unify an audience, take a middle-of-the-road position and watch both sides get angry. DailyCal.org, your home for comedy news, reviewed Hannibal Buress's recent special, and they talked about the bit where Hannibal's talking about the cops, and he says, while Buress' delivery of the story is among his best work on a purely comedic level, it's hard not to notice the glaring topical shortcomings. Though the special was recorded before national protests erupted surrounding George Floyd's death on the Black Lives Matter movement, the routine inevitably exists within that context, and while direct political commentary has never been Hannibal's preferred mode of comedy, the story certainly creates anticipation anticipation of some sort of greater statement on the abuse of police power, which never quite arrives. As a result, it feels if Burris frames the story as sort of an isolated freak incident rather than a part of a clear national problem. This would be more forgivable in a special that was much more conventionally judicious with its post-production additions. That is true. Yeah, there's a lot of post-production on the special. That's a good critique here, DailyCal.org. But since liberal use of edits and multimedia is so ingrained with the special's visual style, there's certainly something that could have been done to acknowledge the greater context of the Black Lives Matter movement that would ease this tension. That is a really, really good comment there. Sam B. spoke to Mother Jones. She doesn't think comedy will take Trump down. She says her craft is impotent beyond belief. And she thinks preaching to the choir is absolutely fine, moral even. She said, talking to the people that you agree with is very good. I think it's important to have as many voices as possible. Just go, this is wrong. I disagree with this. This is how it should be. We're not all crazy. So does she think comedy is an effective weapon against Trump or anyone else? She says, absolutely impotent beyond belief. No, it's not really effective. I doubt that my show changes anybody's minds about anything, and I'm totally fine with that. I think catharsis is very important. That's what I intend to provide. We try to be informational. We try to encourage people to make the change they want to see. We try to encourage people to be active and involved, but that's about all you can really do. Can anti-Trump satire be too mean? No. Can you go too far? No. God, no. You can go so far that you almost get your show canceled, but basically, ethically, I don't think so. They've done some very odious things, and so I feel pretty confident in my point of view. I think our show's on the right side of history, and I think they're on the wrong side of history. And I'll leave you with Yakov Smirnoff. You did not expect me to mention him today. Well, he took the podium Tuesday at Branson's Board of Aldermen, and he spoke out against a possible masking ordinance that would have required people 12 and older to wear face coverings in most indoor public settings to slow the spread of COVID-19. Smirnoff said, I'm hoping that you can make this an island of freedom and choice in the sea of hatred and fear. He said he recently visited Chicago and he couldn't wait to get back to Branson because he was fed up with Chicago's mask mandate. He said, it becomes a police state. You are empowering everyone to become an informer. Here at Daily Comedy News, I am going to strongly distance myself from Yakov Smirnoff, and I encourage you, wear a mask. And that's your comedy news for today. In the Soviet Union, podcasts subscribe to you, but not here. You need to subscribe on Apple and Google or follow on Spotify. See ya.